Gray County has received an application for a 16-unit subdivision on land in the village of Feversham. The subdivision application appeared on County's Council Committee of the Whole agenda on January 23. The item was on Council's consent agenda and was to be received for information. However, Gray Highlands Mayor Paul McQueen pulled the item from the consent agenda to have a more in-depth conversation and report about the application. The application, known as the Museal Subdivision, applies to an 8-hectare parcel of land in Feversham just off of Gray County Road 2. The proposal, if approved, would see 16 single detached dwellings built on the land. A new municipal road would connect Mill Bridge Road to John Street to service the new homes. A zoning bylaw amendment for the application has been submitted to Gray Highlands Council. I know this is something that has been in the works over the past 10 years, McQueen said of the application. Scott Taylor, Gray County's planning director, said the property is located in the secondary settlement area and said the proposal would conform with both the county and local official plans. He said at this point, the subdivision application has been submitted to Gray County and a zoning bylaw application has been submitted to Gray Highlands. We are at the very beginning of the process, said Taylor. The rezoning application has been circulated to various agencies and the municipality will hold a public meeting on the application in the near future. A date for the meeting has not been set. McQueen noted that a number of years ago, a subdivision application had been submitted for another nearby property that hadn't proceeded. He said he was happy to see an opportunity for growth and more housing in Feversham. We are looking for opportunities for development, he said. Taylor noted that a previous application had been submitted for a Feversham property immediately to the south of the current property in the past. However, provincial planning policies at the time limited the number of homes, lots allowed on a property without full water and sewage services. Taylor said those provincial policies have since changed and more lots, homes are allowed if they can demonstrate they can be served by private wells and septic systems. County Council took no action on the file and the public meeting on the application will be held in the future.